56 Mornings on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour brought to you by Jenkins Floors and More. Here once again are Greg Gaston and Eli Savoy.
Early Monday morning to Friday at 5, man, I work.
Well, it's not quite Friday at 5, but it is Friday at 9.04, our final hour here on Sports 56 Mornings as we get you set for the sports weekend. Greg Gaston, Eli Savoy, Zach Boyd with you from the Family Leisure Studios. Currently 69 degrees. We'll get up to 81 today. Scattered thunderstorms are in the forecast with a chance of rain at 50%. Tonight we're looking at cloudy skies, showers as well. Thunderstorms are possible. 44% chance, 65 for a low tonight. And then your Saturday looks a lot better, 84 for a high with plenty of sunshine, some clouds, about a 24% chance of rain. Third hour of the program is brought to you each and every day by our friends at Jenkins Floors and More. And if I haven't said this enough, Jenkins Floors and More, by the way, they offer a Sports 56 family discount. So make sure when you are looking for flooring, when you're looking for carpeting, you think Jenkins Floors and More. And all military and first responders, they get 10% off. They're located at 6 East Commerce in Hernando, Mississippi, a short trip from anywhere in the Memphis area. They also have stores in Little Rock, in Cleveland, Mississippi. Family-owned and operated local business, again, specialized in flooring and carpeting. SPC, WPC vinyls. They are scratch-resistant, waterproof, top of the line. Ceramic and porcelain tiles, all different types and styles. Hardwoods by Portercraft, carpeting from Southern Luxury Carpet, backsplashes for your kitchens and bathrooms, platinum shutters and blinds as well. They sell it wholesale. So they're going to skip the middleman. They're going to save you lots of money. Timmy and Rebecca Jenkins, family-owned and operated company. They started this business from scratch 8 years ago. And because of their quality of work, their attention to detail, and their pricing, they have earned the reputation of being one of the top flooring companies in the area. So for residential and commercial, for homeowners and contractors, do yourself a favor. See what Jenkins Floors and More has to offer. Go see them at 6 East Commerce in Hernando or any of their other shops. Give them a call at 662-469-9350. They will come to you. They'll give you a free estimate, show you all the samples. Again, they will come to you, and it's a two-week turnaround to get the project done once you go with Jenkins Floors and More.
So we got a text from Reggie. It says, all of Tennessee's non-Power 5 games are quad 4. Even if they win those, it shouldn't mean much to the 12-game playoff. In fact, it certainly should not help them or any other Power 5 team with a weak schedule like that. Let's face it and cut through the chase. They are afraid of Memphis.
Quad 4.
And should be.
What are we talking, basketball here? He's talking about football, right?
The only, and I did this quickly, and then, so I don't, and I, but I don't believe I missed one. As a matter of fact, the last time that Tennessee played a road game against a non-Power 5 opponent, it was Memphis in 2010.
So we're talking basketball here.
No, this is football.
Okay, then what are we using the term quad?
I didn't. He did.
Okay.
They did play Bowling Green in Nashville 1 year in 2015.
Oh, that was a big one.
So that's the other. That's the only other non-Power 5 school they've played away from Knoxville since playing here in Memphis in 2010. So again, their football team, and especially when you can sell over 100,000 tickets for a game, why would you play a road game against anybody you don't have to?
Right.
And then in basketball, again, with what Rick Barnes has done with the program, like he is, you know, he talked about like the opportunities they have nationally. I mean, their schedule this year would, like, they played at Wisconsin, they played in Maui, where they played Purdue and Kansas. They played at North Carolina. They played Illinois. They played NC State. Like, their basketball, again, he has raised the basketball program to a level where they're just playing these big national games, and they're not, like, there's no reason for them to play Memphis in basketball anymore.
He has, but if Barnes had a good relationship with Penny Hardaway, I guarantee you they'd be playing. I really believe it's because he has a personal grudge against Penny Hardaway. I'm not sure if Penny likes him much either. And I think that's the reason. Football, no, you described it perfectly. It makes a lot of sense. As far as being afraid of Memphis, no, not afraid of Memphis. But a win doesn't do you much. A loss, though, could be crippling. And then there's also, and I don't know if you buy into this, you lose a game to Memphis in Memphis with all the recruiting we talked about. That's the reason why the Big Orange Caravan has rolled through. Because one, recruiting, It's a very rich ground for recruiting. And two, they got a lot of fans here. So you play Memphis, you lose in Memphis, it doesn't look real good for you, and it also hurts you trying to be a playoff team from a power conference, losing to, again, I hate to use this terminology, but trying to make sure people are clear about this, you know, a group of five school, it's a lot different than losing to Alabama on your schedule. So, no. Are they afraid? No, but I think they are afraid of the repercussions. And so they have stayed away. But basketball, I still firmly believe the relationship was crushed in that COVID game that I went to in Nashville that never took place, and that whole story and how the information was relayed. And I think that has rubbed Barnes the wrong way, and for whatever reason, he holds a grudge.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, didn't Penny at one point say F Rick Barnes at some point?
Yeah, that won't help the relationship.
So But again, as he said, they don't need it. Like they had played maybe the toughest schedule in America this past year. So they've got plenty of games, plenty of national games. They don't need it. Again, the football, it would be just dumb scheduling to go on the road to a non-Power 5 opponent.
And the only other thing would be
now, the other sports, like if you want to talk about soccer and all those that they don't ever play, like I don't see what, like those they should certainly be able to play and come up with games like that. That would certainly make sense. But football and basketball, a little harder.
Well, women's basketball will be coming here. Tennessee will be coming to Memphis this upcoming season. They'll play at FedEx Forum, but that's the connection with Alex Simmons having been a former player at the University of Tennessee. But unless there's intervention, there could be, and when I say intervention, having the state representatives get involved. That happened in North Carolina. When they came to the agreement via law, through law, that North Carolina had to play North Carolina State, what it was North Carolina and North Carolina State had to play once every 3 years the other schools in the state, the smaller schools in the state, something like that, where they got involved. And I hate when politics get involved with sports. I mean, there's a couple of occasions where I go, maybe we need it, but for the most part, stay away. But that would be the only thing, kind of like force feeding that issue. And I think it's happened maybe in a couple of other states as well, that this team has to play, you have to play this team. Or if you leave the conference, you have to go hand in hand with that other school. There's things that have happened via politics, legislation that have happened. All right, folks, get ready. It's time for 10 in a row.
Not 5, not 6, not 7, not 8, not 9, but 10 in a row.
It's the game show that has swept the nation. It's 10 in a row, a little earlier than usual. If you'd like to participate, you need to jump on the Sissy's Log Cabin Lister lines at 901-360-8255. We have two terrific sponsors of 10 in a row each and every Friday. One is the Owner's Box in Lakeland. Lakeland Town Square, to be exact. This is a great place for your sports viewing pleasure. Great food, great drink, TVs everywhere. Fun, exciting, friendly. TVs, as I mentioned, all over the walls and all over the wall taps for all your favorite beers, including non-alcoholic, local craft beers. They have a full menu. They have a great wine list as well. Patio seating, daily specials and events. You really found your place. Everything you want in a great sports bar and more in one place. It's in Lakeland Town Square. It's the Owner's Box Sports Bar and Grill. Right now, lunch specials Monday through Friday from 11 to 3. All types of great specials, including sliders and salads and quesadillas and chicken wraps. Also wings. Check them out. The Owner's Box Sports Grill in Lakeland Town Square.
One of the prizes for 10 in a row today will be a $50 gift certificate to Napa Cafe. And at Napa Cafe, you can go enjoy a great evening out, enjoying some great food and a great atmosphere for maybe a special occasion. They're celebrating their 26th year in 2024. Glenda Hastings,
congrats,
the owner and the entire crew over there, been doing it for 26 years. You certainly know they've been doing it right. They've got great ways to celebrate with their different rooms, like the private wine cellar. If you've got a really special occasion, want to go enjoy some time in the private wine cellar, you can do that. They've got five different dining rooms. You can do pickup, curbside pickup for anything on their entire menu, but it's just such a great place to go enjoy a great evening out. That's Napa Cafe. They're at 5101 Sanderlin. They're in East Memphis. Celebrate with a big group. Celebrate just an intimate evening with a special someone. But do it at Napa Cafe. And again, the winner of 10 in a row will get a $50 gift certificate to Napa Cafe. So you can go enjoy a very nice night with that. Plus a $25 gift certificate to East Coast Wings and Grill, a couple of Malco movie passes, and a free haircut from Supercuts.
All right, we'll be joined by Ed DeRosa in 10 minutes to break down the Kentucky Derby. So let's get it going. 360-8255, Sissy's Log Cabin, listener lines. If you'd like to take a stab at our 10 in a row question, here it is. Current NBA players with 15,000 or more career points. We're talking about regular season points only. Current NBA players with 15,000 or more career points, regular season only. For example, Eli, if I gave you Jake LaRavia, what would you say?
He's easily over that.
Definitely a yes. No, that would be a no. It's that simple. Players who currently have 15,000 or more career points. 360-8255. We just gave you a list of the great prizes that you will win. Once again, a great prize package. We thank all our terrific sponsors. And now if you'd like to take a stab at it, you need to do it right now before we move on. 360-8255. The Sissy's Log Cabin listener lines are available to you. As you are dialing in, and again, I'll give you a few moments. Yesterday, one of the things that we talked about was Suns owner Matt Ishbia saying that if you ask the other 29 GMs, 26 of them, why he came up with 26, we don't know. 26 of them would trade their whole team for our whole team, our draft picks, and everything as is. The house is not on fire. We're in a great position. It's not hard to fix. Dave Sampson from the Nothing Personal podcast, former Marlins president and friend of our show, responded, he's got a point. Who wouldn't want to pay who wouldn't want to pay tens of millions of dollars in luxury tax, get swept in the first round, and have Beal signed for 3 more years and fraudulently overcharge people for their mortgages? Dave Sampson said that, not us here on Sports 56 Mornings. All right, 360-8255, Sissy's Log Cabin. Listener lines are open to you if you'd like to play 10 in a row. Current NBA players with 15,000 or more career points. That's regular season only.
All right, so 360-8255, 360-8255. Again, a $50 gift certificate to Napa Cafe, $25 to East Coast Wings, couple of free Malco movie passes, and a free haircut from Supercuts. Jack is first up. Hey, Jack.
What's happening, Jack?
Hey, guys.
All right, here we go. Current NBA players with 15,000 or more career points. Paul George.
Yeah.
Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
Nikola Jokic.
No.
Brooke Lopez.
Yeah.
Thaddeus Young.
No.
Drew Holiday.
Yes.
Kevin Love.
No.
360-8255. He was rolling. I thought he was going to nail it.
Nice little run. Let's go to Dan. Hey, Dan.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Dan. Klay Thompson.
Yes.
Devin Booker.
Yes.
360-8255. Not yet for Devin Booker. Still young. 360-8255.
Steven, what's up?
Steven?
Hey, guys, what's up?
Current NBA players with 15,000 or more career points. You got a good start on list one. We go to list one. Paul George.
Yes.
Anthony Davis.
Yes.
Nikola Jokic.
Yes.
360-8255. Not yet for Jokic. He wasn't listening to that first caller. He would have been seven down on that first list. Who's next?
Mario's next. Hey, Mario.
Hey, Mario.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Klay Thompson.
Yes.
Devin Booker.
No.
CJ McCollum.
No.
Kawhi Leonard.
No.
Karl Anthony Towns.
No.
Harrison Barnes.
No.
Kyle Lowry.
Yes.
Al Horford.
No.
Devin Booker. I used him twice now.
No.
Rudy Gay.
Yes.
Hey, there's a winner right there.
Mario, congratulations. You are a winner. Hold on, Zach. We'll hook you up with your prizes.
All right, lines are packed. We doing second chance here?
Sure, I could put a little something together.
All right, so don't hang up anybody that's on the line right now.
Val, what's up, Val?
Val, what's going on?
Hey, what's up?
All right, second chance opportunity.
You guys are lucky at Cinco de Mayo this week. I'm in a good mood.
All right. Let's see. Paul George.
Yes.
Anthony Davis.
Yes.
Nikola Jokic.
No.
Brooke Lopez.
No.
All right, who's next?
Mean Gene Okerlund. What's up, Mean Gene?
Hey, hey, hey.
All right, Gene. Paul George.
Yes.
Anthony Davis.
Who did you say Anthony Davis?
Anthony Davis.
Yes.
Nikola Jokic.
No.
Brooke Lopez.
Yes.
Thaddeus Young.
No.
Drew Holiday.
No.
All right, and then finally, last chance is who?
Jim.
Jim. Hey, Jim.
Yes.
Paul George.
Yes.
Anthony Davis.
Yes.
Nikola Jokic.
No.
Brooke Lopez.
Yes.
Thaddeus Young.
No.
Drew Holiday.
Yes.
Kevin Love.
Yes.
Eric Gordon.
No.
Bradley Beal.
No.
All right, no second chance. Bradley Beal was a yes, and then our last one, Kyrie Irving.
Yes.
That would be correct.
Genesis Diamonds. Folks, if you're thinking about mom, you're thinking about maybe a graduation present, maybe just a special occasion, maybe you're thinking about popping the question and getting engaged. Well, any of those occasions are made that much more special by some fine jewelry from Genesis Diamonds. Go see the folks at Genesis. You can get a great gift for mom or for anybody, and you don't have to break the bank. They've put together a great collection of gifts for mom and for anybody that, again, are in any price range there is. Layered necklaces, gemstone bracelets, rings, pearls, eternity bands, diamond pendants, all kinds of stuff. The pre-owned Rolex watches. And of course, when it comes to engagement rings, diamonds, they got a massive, massive selection. All the top designers, everything you can imagine at great prices and a great staff to serve you as well. They're not working on commission. They're not there to pressure you into buying something more expensive. They're just there to help you, educate you, and help you pick out that perfect piece of jewelry to make that great gift for mom or anybody else. Again, it's Genesis Diamonds, Poplar and Perkins Extended. They wish all the moms out there a happy Mother's Day. And for that perfect gift for mom, go see them at Genesis Diamonds.
All right, you won't want to go anywhere. If you're going to bet on the Kentucky Derby, you need to listen to our next guest. He'll break it down for us. Ed DeRosa joins us. This is Sports 56 Mornings with Greg and Eli on Real Sports Talk, Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
Join the voice of the Tigers, Dave Woloshin, for Wolo and Friends. Weekday mornings from 10 to 11, here on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
Now back to Sports 56 Mornings on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour brought to you by Jenkins Floors and More. Here once again are Greg Gaston and Eli Savoy.
Welcome back, everyone. 9:25 the time. 35 minutes for us to go before we get start our weekend. Big weekend in the world of sports, and that includes the Run for the Roses, the annual Kentucky Derby, the 150th running of the Kentucky Derby. We had Ed on last year. He was absolutely amazing and very happy that Ed DeRosa is going to join us once again to break down the Triple Crown races. He's with Horse Racing Nation. You can follow him on Twitter at EJXD2. He is Ed DeRosa, joins us now on Sports 56 Mornings. Hey, Ed.
Good morning. Happy Derby weekend.
Happy Derby weekend to you. Great to have you back on. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
The 150th running of the Derby, anything special for this anniversary?
I'm here in Louisville, and I'd say maybe a little heightened excitement around town. But as far as being at the track itself this week, I don't mean to make this sound boring by saying it's every other Derby. the Derby is such a spectacle in and of itself. It's hard to top it from year to year anyway. So, they're making a big deal that it's 150, but, in terms of the experience itself, I think it's still just going to be a typical A-plus all the way.
What is the weather forecast for tomorrow?
Tomorrow, thankfully, looks a lot better than it does today. might have a sloppy or muddy Kentucky Oaks, but the rain's supposed to go away by mid-afternoon and thankfully stay away. I'm not sure how much sun we'll have, but I would think certainly by, you know, the afternoon on Saturday, we'll have a fast track for the Kentucky Derby.
Good news for possible horses that come off the pace, like a Sierra Leone. We'll talk about that in a second. Full 20-horse field. One horse that will not be in the field, I have to ask about, is Muth, the Arkansas Derby winner, about 3 hours from where we are here in Memphis, because the horse is trained by Bob Baffert. Do you feel that the field is incomplete without Baffert and that horse, or rules are rules? How do you see it?
Certainly in the scope of, like, you know, what does this Derby mean historically, I don't think it at all, because Muth isn't here. Is an American. I thought the extra year that Churchill tacked on, you know, that wasn't for me. I think, you know, Bob did his time and it seemed kind of personal. So I didn't love that they did it. But from a competition standpoint, the rules were clearly laid out. They opted to keep the horse with Bob, which, I mean, that's certainly your want. And Muth will be lying in wait for the Preakness. So he's not Derby bound. But, you know, when someone asks, oh, what do you think about the possibility of a Triple Crown this year? It's certainly going to be a lot harder with Bob Baffert lying in wait in 2 weeks if someone's going to Preakness. So, you know, Moose certainly would have been a player here, but he's likely the favorite or second choice in the Preakness.
So when you look at the odds for this race, Fierceness and Sierra Leone, it seems to be that are they very popular picks? Is it a two-horse race?
I don't think so. I do like Fierceness a lot more than Sierra Leone. I just think as a deep closer against 19 other horses, Sierra Leone has too much to do to take a short price. Classic tout speak. I'm not going to be surprised if he wins. I'm not totally dismissive of his talent, but as a bettor, his price is just too short. So if you gave me head to head on those two, I would absolutely take Fierceness. His Florida Derby. If anyone's a YouTube type person and wants to take a look at what an electrifying racehorse looks like, Fierceness's Florida Derby was everything you want to see in a championship racehorse. Now, the issue is he doesn't run that race every time. He has two clunkers, two really disappointing finishes, and there's no margin for error in the Derby. So as a bettor, I definitely think he's more likely than Sierra Leone. But as the favorite, I've seen enough negatives that I can't make him my top pick.
Why do you think he's had those clunkers?
You know, the race, the first clunker is a two-year-old, was in the slop, so thankfully you won't have to deal with that tomorrow. So that's a possible excuse. And then the other thing it has in common with the other clunker, which was his three-year-old debut this year, is the start was kind of funky. Not debilitating. You know, if he truly were world-class, like if we were going to talk about him in the same breath as, say, Secretariat, you'd say, well, he should overcome that. But it's not going to take Secretariat to beat this group. So the start is key, though. Like, you know, he could lose his race at the beginning. I also think he can win this race gate to wire. You know, a lot of times in racing, we beat our heads against the door trying to figure out the pace and who's going to be in front. There's definitely a chance that John Velasquez just sends Fierceness to the front if he breaks clean and try to steal it on the front end.
Yeah, I was going to ask, who is expected to set the pace, and what kind of pace will they expected to set?
If it's Fierceness on the lead, I think it'll be an honest pace. I mean, John Velasquez is world-class when it comes to horses on the lead. He won the Derby in 2020 with Authentic that way. He did it with Medina Spirit, albeit later disqualified. But there was just a master class on how to get horses to relax on the front end in a long race. He can do that with Fierceness, it's lights out. If not, if there's horses who want to press the issue and really make Fierceness earn it, then I think Doorknock from the rail post position, number one, he'll have to go and gun out of the gate. And then number 10, Tio Password, who's one of the two horses from Japan, I think he might be on a gate-to-wire mission. It seems like that's the only way he knows how to run. He's undefeated in two starts, both on the front end, and he hasn't run since February. So I would say if it's not Fierceness on the front end, it's going to be either number one or 10.
All right, so with Sierra Leone coming from the back of the pack normally, we'll have to drop back in the two slot. We talked about the weather, you saying improvement, as opposed to it being a big sloppy, muddy track where with a lot of horses that you have to pass, that's a lot of mud going in your face, and I'm not sure if he likes that. So it seems like it'll be at least a cleaner track. What do you expect from his run?
Now, Tyler Gaffney can have to make some decisions because down on the two hole, which means he has an opportunity to save ground, so that's a positive. But you don't want to get in too much traffic,
right?
You have to leave yourself an out, and sometimes that out means having to make a right hand turn and find a hole on the outside. He might not be able to go off the rail. The Calvin Burrell trip is certainly no gimme year to year in the Derby. Now, if he's patient and a hole opens up on the inside, he can come with his run, and that would be impressive. But I just have a sneaking suspicion he's going to have to lose some ground going to the outside. And that just makes his job tougher, especially if Fierceness is running away from it. Like, I don't see a scenario where Sierra Leone is able to make up 10 lengths on Fierceness in the final half mile.
Mm-hmm.
But if Fierceness isn't running his race and it's, door knock that Sierra Leone has to chase down, that's a totally different ballgame.
I guess next in odds is the Catching Freedom. What about that one?
That's the other deep closer. Very similar running style to Sierra Leone. And, to me, if you're willing to take a swing on a closer, why wouldn't you want twice the price on Catching Freedom?
Yeah.
he won the Louisiana Derby. Now, some would say, oh, well, when they raced against each other in the Risen Star, Sierra Leone won. And that's fair. But again, you're getting a much bigger price on Catching Freedom. Thought he ran great in Louisiana. I would say I prefer him to Sierra Leone from a price perspective. He's not one of my top choices, though, just for very similar reasons. He's just going to have a lot to do against a lot of horses.
One horse that interests me a lot is Just a Touch, sired by Justify, who won the Triple Crown in 2018. 10-1 when I last checked yesterday. I'm not sure if those odds have changed. What do you think of this horse?
Yeah, he's a player as well. Same trainer as Catching Freedom, opposite running style. Not quite on the front end, but Just a Touch is going to be one of those, I think, that's going to try to get first run on whoever the leaders are. That second flight, very similar profile to Mage. He didn't start until January of this year. And then in his last prep, he finished second to a really good horse. Mage last year was second to Forte. And this year, Just a Touch was second to Sierra Leone. So he certainly can improve. And, of the favorites that aren't Fierceness, I would say he's my second choice of the other favorites. But I do like Just a Touch better than his stablemate Catching Freedom.
There's a lot of 20 or 30 to 1 horses. Any of them in that group that are worth the swing?
I like Anna Marie, number 7. And he's another one coming out of the Louisiana races. And one thing I really like about him is he had some issues before his first race back as a 3-year-old. His jockey, his exercise rider, messed up the workout. And, I don't know if you guys run any races. I certainly don't, but hearing my friends talk about it. Like, you miss that final workout, those targets to get ready for a big race, it really sets you back. And Honor Marie, missed his final workout, basically. Didn't go as planned. It just wasn't what the trainer wanted. And you can draw a line through the Risen Star. Then he came back in the Louisiana Derby and ran great, second to Catching Freedom, who I said I like a little bit at 10-1. Well, why not the horse who was just beating the length at 20-1? So Honor Marie, to me, he's my second pick in the race. And I'm going to try to get him in there for sure to spice up the exotics. I think he has a big shot at 20-1.
I'm going to guess with that whole workout situation, somebody lost their job.
I'm sure.
Well, he unfortunately, you don't wish ill will, certainly, but it was so bad he actually hurt himself during the work, too.
Oh,
so
gosh. No, that's
horrible. He's out of a job for physical reasons. It was Mardi Gras weekend. And you can fill in from there.
Well, there, all bets are off. Come on, it was Mardi Gras weekend. Ed DeRosa joining us from Horse Racing Nation, joining us on the Sissy's Log Cabin guest line. You can follow him on Twitter at EJXD2. So we've mentioned, or you've mentioned, Louisiana several times, Louisiana Derby, racing down in Louisiana. Do you have a preference from where these horses come from, where they've previously raced, where they've worked out coming into Churchill Downs?
You know, I'm such a speed performance handicapper that I personally lean on that. But, you know, for those of my peers that do look at what you said, it's sort of like bowl season or March Madness, like, oh, what conference was the strongest?
Right.
And that was definitely the Risen Star Stakes. The early on one, he went on to win the Bluegrass. Trap Phantom was second. He's in the Derby. Who was third in there? I'm drawing a blank. But Catching Freedom, he went on to win the Louisiana Derby. Honor Marie was fifth. The fourth place finisher in the Risen Star was Resilient, number 19. He went on to win the Wood Memorial.
Wow.
So, like, that was unquestionably the best prep race of the year. So, you know, if you're a class person, you have to like the horses coming out of there. And I guess I do, because, you know, I would say Resilience is probably my fifth pick. And he's going to be around 20-1. He's certainly not impossible. So I'd want the bigger prices out of that race, guys, the Anna Marie, the Resilience, and I'll let the shorter prices beat me.
All right, so what is your 1, 2, 3? What's your trifecta?
I'm going with number 11, Forever Young on top. I think this is the year Japan gets it done. And one of the big talking points is that horses coming from Dubai, which is where Forever Young ran his last race, are 0-19 in the Derby, never been in the Super. I've been doing this a long time, guys. I really think Forever Young is just a different type than has come over here in the past. His workouts have been unconventional, so that's kind of a wild card. There is some concern that, you know, he's just not ready for this based on his workouts. I'm going to choose to chalk it up to, you know, Japan just trains their horses differently, and that's not for me to question. They win a lot of races around the world, and at 10-1, I'll take my shot that this undefeated colt from Japan is our next superstar.
So Forever Young, 10-1, and then what do you got second, third?
I got Honor Marie second, number 7, and then a big bomb I'm going to put third. I like Fierceness a little bit too, but everyone can read the top board and see he's the favorite. Number 21, Epic Ride, is a horse I'd love to see get in the mix at a big, big price. I thought his Bluegrass was great. If he can improve on that, a win would still be on the outside looking in, but I absolutely think he can hang around for a piece and really blow up the exotic.
So your try is 11, 7, and the other horse's number was?
21.
11, 7, and 21. Trying to buck the odds with the Japanese horse, Forever Young. He is Ed DeRosa from Horse Racing Nation. Again, you can follow him on Twitter at EJXD2. We will talk to you in 2 weeks for the Preakness Stakes.
I hope so.
Enjoy Churchill Downs. Enjoy the race, Ed.
Thanks, guys. Let's have some fun and make some money.
Absolutely. Thank you. Take care.
All right, so I was looking at the field since it is May the 4th. The only horse I see that would be anything around Star Wars is Trap Phantom. Isn't there a Phantom something in the
Yeah, Phantom Star Menace. Wars?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there any of these other horses? Because, again, I'm not a Star Wars person.
Well,
I
know some of the
names.
Is
there any of these others?
Read me the names. I'll see if I can, from memory.
I'm not going to go down to all the names of the 20 horses, but well, give me if anybody out there has anything else that would be a Star Wars tie for one of these horses. Other than Phantom, Trap Phantom, which is the 12 horse at 20-1, then you can hit us.
You're going to go with a Star Wars motif? Is that what you're going to do?
I'm just saying you may want to do that on May the 4th.
Okay, now you got me curious to look that stuff up. All right, I'll check that out.
Star Wars people out there, I have never seen any of them. I thought there was a Phantom of something in one of them.
You're right, Phantom Menace. Pinnacle Roofing and Restoration for all your roofing and home repair needs. Call Brandon McCullough at 901-438-5084. They offer financing with different plans and options to choose from, including a 6, 12, or 18-month same as cash option. They'll work with your insurance company. They'll work out of pocket. Whatever it takes to get that roof fixed or to get that new roof. They're family-owned and operated. They do residential and commercial roofing. So business owners, property managers, obviously homeowners. If you have a leak or any other problem, call Brandon today. Don't hesitate. Give them a call. They'll come out and do a free roof inspection. They're licensed, bonded, and insured, and a member of the Better Business Bureau. And don't forget about the $100 referral fee for all new roofs. Again, you know somebody who needs a new roof. You tell them about Pinnacle. You tell Pinnacle that this person needs a new roof, and they get the new roof from Pinnacle. You get $100 just for making that little referral. They do quality work around the home, like carpentry work, exterior painting. They can replace gutters, put up fencing, siding, rotten wood repair. Brandon himself is a certified shingle installer, so if you have shingles down, he's the guy to call. 5-year labor warranty on the purchase of a new roof. All their work, satisfaction guaranteed. They have been with us for a long, long time. Folks, keep the money local. Keep it in the local economy. Don't purchase a new roof from a big conglomerate, one of those big national countries. Go local. Go Pinnacle Roofing and Restoration. Call Brandon. Tell him you heard it here on Sports 56 Mornings, 901-438-5084, or online at newroofmemphis.com. When we come back, our final segment, you have time to slip in a quick call on the Sissy's Log Cabin listener lines. Want to go back to our first story of the day, and that was Memphis basketball and another player that Penny has picked up via the portal. We will discuss that and some other things before we wrap it up. This is Sports 56 Mornings with Greg and Eli on Real Sports Talk, Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Broadcasting from the Family Leisure Studio, we are Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Now back to Sports 56 Mornings on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour brought to you by Jenkins Floors and More. Here once again are Greg Gaston and Eli Savoy.
I don't know if there's any other horses in the field with the connection somehow to the Star Wars series. Again, if anybody knows, they can text in. But there is a horse called Encino. There was Encino Man with Pauly Shore. Catalytic, wasn't it the catalytic
that
convertible?
One I have seen.
Not convertible, converter. What? Which one did you say? Encino Man?
Yeah.
So you haven't seen Star Wars, but you've seen Encino Man.
I see the classics.
Isn't it called a catalytic converter, which is Back to the Future?
Catalytic converters on cars.
Yeah. So it has nothing to do with that. Horsepower, the horsepower connection. I don't know. Trying to figure out a connection for you for your bet on the trifecta.
That doesn't have to be a trifecta.
Well, you already are using the one, right?
You can just bet on that one. Again, I'm not saying I'm doing it. I'm just saying if you wanted to look that way, if you believe that May the 4th, Star Wars.
Oh, so you're telling other people to lose their money. I got you.
It might win money.
No. Here's the, you know what's the crazy thing? The Kentucky Derby. I don't know how many years I used to go over to Southland, make it a day, bet on all the races, eat some good food, and lose every single time on the Derby. One year back in college, I hit on the Derby. We went over to like Laurel Racetrack or whatever and bet. One time I won. It's the hard. There's 20 horses. It's a full field. And then you get down to the Preakness, and there's like 12 horses. Sometimes the Belmont, there's like 9 horses. You would think you would want to bet on those. And you can bet on all of them, of course, if you want to. But the better odds would be less horses. It is very, very hard with the Derby. Although this year it seems like the buzz is basically two guys. But then you had Ed DeRosa, two horses. Ed DeRosa picking horses that I didn't even think of.
And I'll remind folks again, you cannot go here in Tennessee on FanDuel or DraftKings or whatever sports book and bet on the Kentucky Derby. Horse racing is still not legal for those books here in Tennessee. So if you're trying to go on there to bet it, you're not going to be able to do that.
What about if you download Twin Spires?
I believe, yeah, you could do it. I don't know. I've never used Twin Spires, but yes, I believe you can do that on Twin Spires. But I am not positive on all the rules as far as that is concerned. Before they run the Kentucky Derby tomorrow, late afternoon, tomorrow morning, the Memphis Showboats will be in action over at Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium. They welcome in the Birmingham Stallions.
There you go.
That may not be a good thing.
No, it's not.
That could be a tough thing to go get Stallions on Derby Day. But they will play at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Certainly will be a tough game as the Stallions have been the dominant team in spring football with the back-to-back USFL championships and now undefeated this year in the UFL. They've won 12 straight overall going back to last season. The Showboats did almost beat them last year here in Memphis. That was a game that went down to the final minutes, and then Stallions scored late to win that game by 7. But should be a fun day. They're giving away the bobbleheads tomorrow out there at Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium for fans. So you can come on out and enjoy that. They're also doing the diaper drive at the gates there, helping out with the Mid-South Food Bank. So you can donate to that as well when you come on into the game tomorrow out at Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium. I have a 4-pack of tickets for the game tomorrow morning, you know, 11 a.m. kickoff at Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium. I will give 4 tickets to caller. Instead of May the 4th be with you, I'm celebrating Cinco de Mayo. I'll go caller number 5. That's 5 for those that don't know. Caller number 5, 360-8255, 360-8255. Caller number 5 gets the 4 tickets to tomorrow's game between the Showboats and the Birmingham Stallions.
Well, folks at Churchill Downs or at a Kentucky Derby party, they will be celebrating with that delicious Cinco de Mayo cocktail, a mint julep.
That is not Cinco de Mayo.
No, it's not. It's not. And it's also horrible. I don't know how people like the mint julep. It is harsh. It's horrible. I do not like it at all.
Never
That's good
one.
Kentucky bourbon, I think, is what they use, but it just, the combination,
I would
do
hope
not
they use
like
Kentucky
it.
Bourbon.
You better. I don't like it at all. But again, one of those bucket list events I still haven't been to. I've been to the museum at Churchill Downs. There once was a Conference USA media party there. So I've seen the track, been in the place, but I've never seen the Kentucky Derby. I'd still love to before.
Is that our winner, Zach?
We got our winner? Zach, is that our winner? Yep, we got our winner. Thank you. And enjoy the game tomorrow. But anyway, I'd love to go and see the Derby. We opened up the show talking about the latest pickup for Penny Hardaway. If you're scoring at home, number 6 here during this time period between the end of the season and May 3rd through the transfer portal. The latest is Tyreek Smith. He is a 6'8 forward who comes over from SMU. SMU, of course, was part of the American Conference this past season, moving into the ACC. Third pickup by Penny Hardaway from a school that was either in the American Conference or, in the case of SMU, leaving the American Conference, the others being Wichita State and Tulsa. But a little bit more on Tyreek Smith. He is a defensive-oriented player. He averaged this past year for SMU 8.2 points per game, but 5.4 rebounds and 1.7 blocks per game in just 19 minutes per game. He only averaged 19 minutes, only had 13 starts. Began his career at Texas Tech, then went to Oklahoma State where he played with Musa Cisse, apparently a Memphis target again, and then last year SMU. So he'll have 1 year of eligibility remaining. That means, as I mentioned, 6 players that Penny Hardaway has added to his roster. Tyrese Hunter, the Texas guard, George Mason guard, Baraka Okoji, P.J. Haggerty from Tulsa, Illinois forward Dane Danger, and Wichita State guard Colby Rogers.
Clint Texan says it's a stretch, but there is a Grand Moff Tarkin, I guess, in Star Wars. So Grand Mo is a possible Star Wars connection.
That's not a bad stretch.
Okay, so Grand Mo and Phantom. Two possible Star Wars connections.
So there's your exacta. What are the numbers?
Those two horses.
You don't have it in front of you. Again, Ed DeRosa, our expert from Horse Racing Nation, his picks: number 11, number 7, number 21. Win, place, show. That's his trifecta: 11, 7, and 21. All right, NBA playoffs. There are games tonight. Last night we had elimination games. The Sixers were eliminated by the Knicks. The Bucks were eliminated by the Pacers tonight in the NBA playoffs. Cleveland, Orlando, Clippers, and Dallas. Eliminations possible for Orlando and for the Clippers. Orlando gets Cleveland at home. So far, the home team has won all 5 games in that series. I think that one's probably going 7. I thought all along Clippers and Dallas would go 7, but it's going to take the Clippers winning in Dallas in game 6. Now, they won in Dallas in game 4 where they nearly completely blew a 31-point lead. They blew the lead and fell behind but came back and won. But they can't have the performances that they did in game 5 from James Harden and Paul George. If they do, it's going to be an easy win for Dallas. And I don't care if Luka Doncic is hobbled. He went out there and had a great game five. So Dallas, the Clippers, Dallas is favored by 7.5. Orlando and Cleveland. Orlando is the 3.5-point favorite. What happens tonight?
I think Dallas wins and probably Orlando wins.
Okay.
Track Phantom is the 12. Granmo the first is the 16. Granmo the first is a 50-1.
50-1 shot.
Track Phantom 20-1. So if that is the exact, I'd pay a lot of money on those two. If the forces are with you on May the 4th, and that happens, you could win a lot of money on that exacta.
Well, as Ed was telling us, you know, I haven't picked a horse yet, but Sierra Leone I like. Everything I've read about this horse, but he's in the two hole. He comes from behind, so that means he's going to slip behind all those horses. So there's a lot of horses to try to catch up. And then even if the track is much better tomorrow, and he said weather-wise it should be, you know, could still be, from the rain today, a little bit sloppy. You know, does the horse like getting all that crap thrown in its face, like all those horses that he's got to go through? And then, as he mentioned, the favorite, Fierceness, may have a big lead on him. Can he even catch Fierceness, let alone any other horses that'll come off the pace? So it'll be interesting to see if it's a fast track. That means the sun has done its work tomorrow in Louisville, Kentucky at Churchill Downs. Corky's Ribs and Barbecue, a great option today for lunch, for dinner this weekend. Bring the family over to Corky's. You could also carry out, bring it home, bring it to your office today for lunch or for dinner. Have any of the services deliver. You have an event coming up. Maybe you got a Kentucky Derby party with the mint juleps. You want some good food. Why not Corky's? Why not some great barbecue, some great Memphis barbecue? That slow-smoked, delicious barbecue from Corky's. They've been catering as long as they've been in existence, which is basically 4 decades. Take advantage of any event you got coming up. Just contact Corky's about their catering services. They have lunch specials every single day. You can add a third of a rack of ribs for $6.99 when you purchase an entree, maybe a barbecue sandwich. Their award-winning catfish plate. They got great tamales as well. Love starting out my meal with the cheese and sausage plate as an appetizer. They got amazing desserts as well. 4 locations in the Mid-South. Poplar Avenue in Memphis, Poplar Avenue in Collierville, Germantown Parkway in Cordova, and Goodman Road in Olive Branch. While you're there, pick up a couple of Corky's gift cards. Corky's Ribs and Barbecue, open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That's going to do it for us today. And this week here on Sports 56 Mornings, it has been a very busy week, an eventful week to a certain degree. We'll have a lot to talk about next week when we get things started bright and early on Monday morning at 7 a.m. as it will be another busy sports weekend. We want to thank you for listening, for your calls, for your texts. We really do appreciate it. All our great sponsors, thank you so much as well. And our great guests today, John Varlas, Houston Nutt, and Ed DeRosa. Remember, you can always check out the show by going to our website, sportsmemphis.com. We break down all the shows. We have podcasts that are broken down hourly, so you can listen at your leisure. Wolo and Friends on Sports 56 is coming up next. Once again, Wolo out. It will be Bryant Dacus and Zach Boyd taking you home from 10 until 11. For Eli Savoy and for Zach Boyd, I'm Greg Gaston. Have a great weekend, everybody.